Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host for this program, produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 21 other major languages. The Bible is the only source of lasting hope. It is God's holy word. You know as well as I do that we cannot rely on the words of men, because men change. But God is unchanging. His word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The psalmist, David, said in Psalm 119, verse 89, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." And so, my friend, you can depend on God's word. In just a few moments, Dr. Yoder will speak to us from John chapter 3 and verses 22 to 30. But before he does that, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus, your Son and our Savior. We praise you that you have revealed yourself to us in the pages of Holy Scripture. For those of us who are your children, we understand that faith comes by hearing the Word of God. In a few moments, Dr. Yoder will be sharing his teaching from God's Word, and I pray that you will open my heart and the heart of my friend who is listening to receive that Word. I pray that each one listening will gain a better understanding of what is really important in life. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, here's Dr. Yoder.
I've been thinking about really important things, and I want to say to you very frankly, dear friend, that the most important experience you can possibly have is to have a personal relationship with God, the true God. There is only one true God. He is the true God who has revealed himself in the Bible. I'd like really to help you find him. So I'm raising this question. What is really important? I wonder what your answer might be to that question. I look around and I see that some people must surely believe that clothes are the most important by the way they dress. And then I'm reminded what Jesus said to the disciples one time. They had the same problem then. "Why are you thinking so much about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these." So clothing cannot be the most important thing in life. Well, what is your answer to this question? What is really important? Then I look around and I think I see that some people believe that money is the most important. If I just had more money. Again, I am reminded of what Jesus said to the disciples one time. "Some people lay up treasures on earth," he said. "But treasures on earth can corrode and thieves can steal. So money can't be the most important thing in life." Well, what really is important? I believe that some people think friends are really important, and they are. I would like to be your friend, but then friends die, and sometimes friends prove untrue. We still have the question, what is really important? If we can get to know the really important things, we will find the answer to our question. I wish you would turn in your Bible to John 3. I'm going to be reading verses 22 to 30. Follow in your Bible, and we'll get the answer to our question, what is really important? "After these things, Jesus and his disciples came into the land of Judea, and he stayed there with them and baptized. And John was also baptizing in Aenon, near Salim, because there was much water there. And they came and were baptized, for John had not yet been cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond Jordan, to whom you bore witness, behold, he baptizes, and all come to him. And John answered and said, A man can receive nothing unless it is given to him from heaven. You yourselves bear witness to me that I said, I am not the Christ, but I am sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore is my joy fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. What is really important? On the basis of this text, I'm going to raise three questions which will help you find out what is really important. We focus our attention upon this passage in God's Word. Our first question is it baptism? What is really important? Is it baptism? Well, I read that John was baptizing in Aenon near Salim, and people came to him and were baptized. And I also read that Jesus and his disciples came into the land of Judea, and there they were baptizing. Perhaps you would think then that baptism is really important. Many arguments have been brought together as to how the baptism should be done. And in some cases, the reason for baptism has almost been lost. Because people have insisted so much on how the baptism should be done, they never experience the reality which it is to convey. So I'm raising this question. What is really important? Is it baptism? Is that really the most important thing? The answer is no. Well, then, I'm raising a second question. What is really important? Is it purification? I read that some of John's disciples had a dispute with the Jews about purifying. Among the Jewish people in those days, it was commonly practiced that one should always wash his hands coming from the market. He should wash his hands before saying prayers. Yes, the Lord had instructed Moses in the years gone by that they were to appear before the Lord with their bodies washed in pure water. There's a very clear principle here set forth. God wants our best, not our worst. But the question is purification really that important? Yes, Jesus said, Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. There are some who go through very careful forms. Everything is precisely done, but they never reach God. How sad. Then those who came to John tried to plant the seed of jealousy in his heart. Watch them inform him. Listen to what they said. He that was with thee beyond the Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, he baptizeth, and all men come to him. Now inner purity is better than outer purity. They were trying to plant in the heart of John the Baptist impure thoughts. How do you attain to purification? It starts inside, as John's answer in a moment will very clearly tell us. My question, what is really important? Is it baptism? Is it purification? The answer is no. The third question is it position? John the Baptist made it clear that one only receives. A man can receive nothing but it be given him from heaven. That is quite humbling, because some people think they are self-made. That is, they made themselves. But John the Baptist came through here very clearly and said, Whatever you have received. Now don't forget that. Then John the Baptist said, I am not the Christ. I'm only sent before him. Were we to turn back to the first chapter of John's Gospel, we would learn there exactly how this all came about. He was just reviewing for these people what he had said then. I am not the Christ. I am sent before him, but I am not the Christ. He said, I am not the bridegroom. I am just a friend of the bridegroom. The bridegroom is the one who has the bride. My joy is fulfilled because I am his friend. Now I want you to see what is a real answer to our question. Is it position? Well, yes, if you take verse 30 for what it says. He must increase, but I must decrease. When we see it correctly, when we understand it exactly like John the Baptist put it, then we can say to put Jesus Christ in his rightful place is the most important thing in life. He must increase, but I must decrease. What is really important is to take your place before him. Let Jesus Christ increase in your life. Only by this way can you know what is really important. Now, we are not saying that baptism is not important, that purification is not important. I'm only pointing out to you that the most important thing, that which is really important, is to put Jesus Christ in his rightful place in your heart. O Lord God of heaven and earth, we thank thee that we have this record in the Bible, and that the word of the Lord is true. We can trust it. We can find comfort and hope in it. I pray that my listening friend may understand, by the gift and guidance of the Holy Spirit, to make the proper evaluation of the things that he thinks are important. May he come to see that Jesus Christ in his rightful place is the most important. I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for that helpful teaching. My friend, have you discovered what is really important in life? Or are you still searching? I must tell you that if you refuse to give Jesus his rightful place in your heart, if you refuse to make him most important, you will continue your fruitless search for meaning and purpose. Do you have questions about the Bible and living as a Christ follower? If so, write to us. We'll take your questions to the Word of God and find answers that will help you find what you're looking for in life, if you accept those answers. So if you have questions, write to us today. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to this address, mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, too, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, What is Really Important? I'd be happy to send one to you. And friend, if you do not have a Bible and you can't afford to buy one, please let us know. We will gladly send you a copy without charge. This offer is only for those who do not have a copy of God's Word and cannot afford to purchase one. If you meet those qualifications, you may request a copy of the Scriptures from us without cost. Here's that contact information again. Send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study in the Gospel of John. In his teaching, Dr. Yoder will speak on the essence of truth. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.